Without trust, society stagnates.
Economies decline.
And businesses fail.
My Security Media believes through security,
trust between individuals,
organisations,
and government can be maintained. Welcome to the
Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast.
Hey, welcome to My Security Media's Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast. And we're in Singapore at DCD Southeast Asia 2018, down at Marina Bay Sands, and joined by Greg Sherry, the Chief Executive Officer of Vercetti. Greg, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for the invitation.
That's Vercetti.com. You're one of the head trainers for DCD in the region, yeah?
One of my hats is I'm Master Instructor for DC Professional Development.
Okay. Well, I just caught your sort of theatreette presentation there on the floor on looking at data centres, and I liked your proposal that we're going to have to get people out of data centres. We're getting to that stage where we can't have people in there. It's too dangerous to have people in a data centre, right?
Well, if you look at the reports on issues within data centres, more than 70% of failures are directly attributable to human error.
Okay.
So that's the first reason why we need to get people out.
Because they're stuffing things up. Fair enough. The other one was the temperature. These systems are getting so hot.
Well, the issue with data centres is they're one of the most environmentally unfriendly places on the planet. And in order to improve on efficiency, we have to get rid of the cooling element within the data centre, which represents 50% of the total energy consumption.
Right.
And if we're going to take the cooling out, it means only one thing. The temperature's going up.
Yep.
When we align that to the fact that the equipment is getting hotter, so we have a higher inlet temperature and a higher delta T across the equipment, so we've got a higher temperature differential across the equipment, we could end up with environments of 40-plus degrees C. And this is part of the latest recommendations from ASHRAE, who are the governing body within the industry for environmental parameters.
Right. So, well, what type of output is that data centre giving? I mean, can they operate under 40 degrees?
The technology within the data centre is no different to, in large part, the technology out on the street in Singapore with the telephone systems.
Right.
These boxes are running at 50, 60 degrees
yep.
inside the box,
yep.
and the IT keeps working.
And most of them, you know, if you look at some of the specs of most systems, it's up to 60, 65 degrees, right?
The electronics will run at much higher temperatures than people acknowledge.
Yep.
Unfortunately, the 20 degrees C that we tend to run our data centers at
yep.
is a throwback to the 60s when we had paper-based media within the data center. We don't need 20 degrees C, and we don't need 50% relative humidity.
Can we do anything else with that energy? I know we did a podcast in Sydney, and his name escapes me now, but we'll be out in the next few days anyway. But we're talking about, he said you could put them in a room in a hotel and heat the hotel's water system.
Okay, that sounds like you're talking to Dr. Ian Bitterlin.
Yeah, that's the one. Well done, thank you.
This is Ian's theory. Yeah. Unfortunately, the heat is low-grade heat.
We're going to link these two podcasts
yeah,
up okay, now.
Please. Ian and I spend a lot of time together, so that's why I know his theories. The issue is with a lot of data centres is the temperature is too low, and in many cases, unless we're extracting the heat at source, which means at the computer itself,
yeah.
where the temperature can get up to 85, 90 degrees, then we can reuse that heat. When we're talking about 25, 30 degree heat, there's not a lot we can do with it. So it's fairly low grade and not reusable. So one of the moves for the future will be to go to liquid cooling to the chip, which will give us high grade heat,
right.
and then we can start to reuse that heat.
Okay.
So, but again, this whole thing leads back to the higher temperature within the environment, and that becomes an issue with people in the environment also.
Now, I suppose that's where I wanted to take you is if we're taking people out of a data centre, what is going to replace them? You talked about artificial intelligence, machine learning, and also robotics. What are your thoughts on those areas?
Well, artificial intelligence covers many spheres of computing, and one of the main elements that we're looking at now is machine learning and the ability for the machines to self-diagnose. So we have many new systems being developed now where we're putting sensors, both vibration sensors, sound sensors, that will detect change in what is normal use. And through that detection, we'll then alert that there's a pending problem, and then we can react to that much quicker than we have been at the moment. We're running data centers with high levels of resilience already built into the design. So the requirement to have engineers coming on site just to do random testing will go away when the machines are basically self-monitoring. So that'll cut down and reduce the number of people attending. The failure, if it does happen, will then need to be responded either by a human, but preferably we will have robots that will be able to come and repair this equipment. That requires a change in the manufacturing process that allows the equipment to be modular in its construction, therefore easy for replacement components.
Well, we're almost getting there because you can design data centers theoretically, or you know, computer-based design before they're built, and sort of know how they're going to operate beforehand, right?
Yeah, we already have a lot of modular components within the data center. So, classic example, UPS serving the data center today will have the UPS module and the battery module are both hot swappable. So when in that situation, then it doesn't need to be a person that pulls the box out and puts another one in. That could be robotic. So we've gone some way towards that already.
What robotics are you seeing in data centers now already?
Very few. At the moment, the sort of applications that are being used are very simple things like floor cleaning. Yep. So the same type of device you have at home to run around and sweep the floor, we're using for cleaning the data center floor. We're also using robots in some instances for doing data collection, so taking temperature, humidity readings, airflow readings by sending a robot through the data center to do that. Some companies, one in particular company called Wave to Wave, has developed a fiber, automated fiber patching and repair system for interconnectivity. That's fully robotic.
Right.
So there are several areas where this has been developed. And other companies, such as Huawei, have apparently developed, and I haven't seen it yet, a fully robotic containerized data center. So the robot is within the container itself.
It's a robot itself.
So, yeah, we're moving down that route.
Okay, so it's pretty exciting?
Very exciting. I've been in the industry 42 years, and I've seen a lot of change, but nothing at the pace that we're seeing it today.
Okay, and that's fascinating to me, because I think, what are some of your projections? You talked about, okay, people out of data centers. We're talking about robotic data centers now. When do you think that's going to ever fade out? Or what are some of your predictions over the next 5 years? Just your thoughts. What do you see?
I've got some scary thoughts about
where
we're going to. When we look at things like autonomous cars, the amount of data generated by an autonomous car when it's driving is phenomenal. And at the moment, we have a relatively low number of cars on the roads. Once this becomes the norm, and that's not too far away, we're going to need a data center on the corner of every street just to manage the traffic congestion that's likely to be caused by the cars themselves. So the data center industry is here to stay. I do a lot of teaching, and I tell my students that they've made the right choice. There are two industries that are guaranteed for future success, and that's data centers or funeral director. And they picked the right one.
That's Jane Lowe. Thanks, Jane, in the background. I would have also added another one. Cybersecurity is probably another one.
Cybersecurity's up there as well.
All right. Well, look, Greg, Sherry could probably talk to you all day about data centres, and this does follow on from our DCD Australia round of podcasts, and it was Professor Ian Bitterlin. That's what I was been looking for. We also released our interview with Jim Fletcher, Stephen Warne, Tony Gaunt, Robert Linsdell, Rod Glover, and Omar Wilson. So, Greg, pleased to add you to the list. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Good on you, mate.
Cheers.